Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Be on guard, then you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. These words are particularly interesting when you remember that their author is Peter, the one who betrayed his Lord and who often seemed to wobble in his faith. Perhaps it was those very experiences that convinced him of the importance of having a firm and secure faith. Through the years, the grace of God had helped him to have a rock-like faith and a determination to encourage others to have the same. The majority of this letter is dominated by Peter's concern about the false teachers who were challenging the early church. He had harsh things to say about them. He described them as proud and arrogant, daring even to scoff at supernatural beings without so much as trembling, as well as useless as dried up springs or as mist blown away by the wind. He declared also that they were doomed to blackest darkness. It's easy to understand how vulnerable the young church was to false teachers. Many members would have been new converts, and few of them would have had much education. These days, we're in a very different position. Our churches will often include people with huge experience of the Christian life and considerable knowledge of the Bible. We all have access to resources that can help us to explore the Christian doctrine. However, we still need to be alert to false teaching. In every age, there are people who want to destroy the church and to demoralize us. Peter would urge us to be on our guard. The best way to stand up against the attacks of false teaching is to live close to the Lord. It's been wisely said that the Christian life is like riding a bicycle. Unless you keep moving, you fall off. We need to ensure that we're continually growing in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. If we do so, then although there will probably be bumps in the road and times of difficulty, we'll stay firmly in the saddle. Now let me ask you a question. What false teaching challenges you, and how do you stand up to it? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us each day to grow in grace and in our relationship with you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.